It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today it's goodbye to the Celtics Green Giant. Some of us are old enough to remember this clever little jingle from television back in the 1960s.
Good things from the garden, garden in the valley, valley of the jolly,
ho, ho, ho,
Green Giant.
Sure, you remember that. Bill Russell passed away Sunday at the age of 88. The 6'10" center played his entire basketball career for the Boston Celtics. And just like that catchy jingle said about gardens, Bill Russell played in the original Boston Garden. The Celtics, sometimes jolly, but many times not, Green Giant, was uniquely talented on the basketball court as a college player and during his years with the Boston Celtics. When you combined his basketball skills with his intense desire to win, it explains how Bill Russell was part of two college basketball championships at the University of San Francisco and 11 more titles with Boston in the NBA. And during his 13 seasons with the Celtics from 1956 to 1969, Bill Russell's teams won 11 NBA titles and an incredible 8 in a row from 1958 through 1966. It wasn't like Bill Russell was the team's leading scorer either. Bill Russell was a 6'10" defensive specialist and rebounding machine. His primary job was to shut down the opposing team's best scorer, grab the rebounds, and initiate the now legendary Boston Celtics fast break. His rebounding prowess enabled Bill Russell to score plenty of follow-up baskets on the offensive end of the floor as well. If any professional basketball player ever epitomized the saying, "There is no I in the word team," it was the big left-hander wearing the number 6 for the Boston Celtics. Bill Russell was born in Monroe, Louisiana back in 1934. When he was just 8 years old, his family moved to Oakland, California. Sorry about that, LSU fans, as his father took a job on a loading dock. Russell's mother then died suddenly when Bill was just 12 years old. Bill had already promised his mother, though, that he would be studying hard and attend college someday. You might be surprised to learn that Bill Russell's athleticism and interest in high school was more aligned with track and field than basketball. He was an impressive high jumper, long jumper, and also a 440-yard runner for the track team. After being cut by the junior varsity basketball team coach, the varsity coach, though, saw a lot of potential in him. So he worked with the then 6'7" Bill Russell personally. And the coach had Bill Russell shooting hundreds of hook shots with both his left hand and his right hand every day. And he finally developed into a high school basketball standout only during his senior year in Oakland. As a relative unknown coming out of high school, Bill Russell received just one college basketball scholarship offer. So he and a young point guard from Central Texas by the name of K.C. Jones both attended the University of San Francisco on a basketball scholarship. Those two quickly became great friends. This duo would play basketball together through college, win an Olympic gold medal together in 1956, and then play their entire NBA careers as part of the same Boston Celtics organization. Tragically, Bill Russell's longtime friend, Casey Jones, died of Alzheimer's disease a little more than a year ago, and he too was 88 years of age. Once Bill Russell entered the NBA after winning the Olympic gold medal in 1956, the league was already undergoing significant changes. Black basketball stars were a rarity on many NBA squads during the middle 1950s. But Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach loved what he saw in Bill Russell during his college days at the University of San Francisco. So he would take a huge risk in pursuing the big man. And in turn, Bill Russell did not let the Celtics down. Red Auerbach engineered one of the greatest trades in NBA history in order to acquire the rights to Bill Russell from the St. Louis Hawks. The Hawks owned the NBA's number 2 overall draft pick in 1956. In order to get young Bill Russell, the Celtics sent future Hall of Famers Ed McCauley and Cliff Hagan to the Hawks. In addition, the Celtics used that 1956 draft and selected two other future Hall of Famers that same year, forward Tommy Heinsohn from Holy Cross and Russell's point guard from the University of San Francisco, K.C. Jones, were added to the team to help ease the loss of two talented players sent to St. Louis. Coach Red Auerbach knew that Bill Russell's incredible defensive skills, precise shot-blocking talent, and effortless rebounding would turn the Celtics into an immediate championship contender. The coach told his team that by playing tough defense every game and sharing the ball on offense, this team could eventually win championships. Well, with 11 NBA championships in 13 seasons, the Boston Celtics definitely learned well from their longtime coach. Now, as a youngster, I was in awe of Bill Russell's ability to block a shot but still keep it in play for his teammates to go retrieve it. Most of the time, people would block the shot into the stands, but not Russell. He would tap the ball out to his teammates. And Russell's hook shots, a lost art in basketball today, were the best in the NBA until some guy named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came along years later with the legendary skyhook shot. But nobody, then or now, has ever initiated a fast break for the offense like Bill Russell did. Russell was the first player ever to grab a rebound above his head and then quickly launch the outlet pass to guards such as Bob Cousy or Casey Jones and later Sam Jones and John Havlicek. Russell's pinpoint overhead outlet passes hit the players in stride and launched the beginning of those famed Boston Celtics fast breaks. Bill Russell averaged more rebounds per game each season in the NBA than he did points per game, with a career average of, you ready, 22 rebounds per game and 15 points per game on offense. Bill Russell's underappreciated passing skills also added him 4 assists per game as well.
Yes!
The NBA did not even keep statistics on block shots during that time, as Bill Russell likely averaged at least 5 block shots per game during his 13-year NBA career. Though Bill Russell's overall talent and leadership of the Boston Celtics earned him the NBA's MVP trophy 5 times, he wasn't even on the first team All-NBA squad during 3 of those 5 years. His longtime nemesis and off-the-court buddy, Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia 76ers and later the Los Angeles Lakers, was busy putting up his own scoring records during that same period. After Boston's coach Red Auerbach took the team's general manager job following the 1966 basketball season, Bill Russell was named his replacement as coach and became the first black head coach in the NBA. Russell also remained on the team as a player and won 2 more NBA titles as a player coach over the next 3 seasons. And to this day, Bill Russell remains the only NBA player coach with 2 NBA championships. Bill Russell's days as a professional basketball player would come during the turbulent 1950s and 1960s. And though the city of Boston would grow to love Bill Russell, the basketball player, Russell and his family were not exactly welcomed into town. Though the South was well known for poor treatment of black athletes, Boston surprisingly showed that it had more than its fair share of unwelcoming citizens as well. A published report said that burglars broke into Bill Russell's Boston-area home while he and his family were out of town. They smashed his trophies, spray-painted colorful words on the walls, use your imagination, and reportedly even, well, on the bed. Yeah, that. That sad incident solidified a bitterness which Bill Russell maintained toward his city where he played his entire basketball career in Boston. He said, quote, "What I owe to the public is the best performance I can give. I played for the Celtics, period. I did not play for Boston. I was able to separate the Celtics institution from the city and the fans." Russell's family said that Bill did not like to sign autographs for fans either. He thought that autographs were impersonal, and Russell preferred to shake a person's hand or look that person into the eye and say, "Pleased to meet you." Despite the social changes which Bill Russell stood tall for, he also maintained a great sense of humor and an incredible wit. Once his playing and coaching days had ended, Bill Russell worked the microphone as a television network NBA analyst for several years. Mixed in with his infectious laugh during television broadcast, Russell remained a master teacher of the game of basketball. And for those of us watching at home, we thoroughly enjoyed his detailed analysis. Bill Russell's legacy should be a reminder to young athletes today that specializing in just one sport like basketball may not necessarily be in your best long-term interest. Russell's track and field years helped him to develop speed and agility and made him one of the quickest centers in the history of the NBA. Bill Russell may not have been a flashy player like Michael Jordan or LeBron James. He wasn't a dominating scorer in the post like Wilt Chamberlain or Shaquille O'Neal either. But if we were to hold a draft today to build the greatest NBA team, I think I would start by drafting number 6 of the Boston Celtics. Bill Russell did everything which most other players simply didn't like to do. He realized that basketball was a team sport and that no individual player should be greater than the team. With two NCAA championships and 11 NBA titles over a 15-year period, Bill Russell became the ultimate winner in the team sport of basketball, and he will be sorely missed. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.